Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, August 10th, 1838, the Barbadian newspaper, in an article, strongly urged residents to make a special effort to commemorate the 7th anniversary of the Great Hurricane of 1831. That hurricane ranks with the 1780 hurricane as the most destructive in the island's history, having killed an estimated 1,787 people and resulting in $2.3 million in property damage, which was realized in churches and chapels, great houses, plantation mills and boiling houses, laborers' huts and wharves. Robert Schomburg, in his History of Barbados 1848, observes that during the event, 7 parish churches were destroyed, along with 6 chapels of ease built since 1825. And to make for an even more frightening situation, the hurricane was accompanied by earthquake shocks. The 1831 hurricane had such an impact that the Barbadian newspaper believed that it ought to be commemorated in a very sacred fashion. Indeed, the governor of Barbados at the time, Sir Evan MacGregor, placed a proclamation in the same newspaper to this effect, and I quote, "Whereas it has the established usage in the government since the hurricane, which took place on the 11th day of August 1831, to commemorate the same annually as a solemn and religious fast, I do strictly enjoin the observance of the same on Saturday the 11th instance in all churches, chapels, and other places of public worship, and by all orders and description of persons," end quote. For its part, the editorial of the Barbadian reflected on the event as a, quote, "night which will bring to the remembrance of us all in this island the commencement of that awful visitation, which by 4 o'clock in the morning of the 11th of August 1831 laid our houses in ruin, hurried many human beings into a dread eternity, and spread destruction throughout the land," end quote. The paper strongly urged residents to, quote, "present themselves at their places of public worship, to humble themselves before the God of all earth, to acknowledge his inestimable mercies, and to deprecate his further chastisement of our sins," end quote. This annual commemoration was still in vogue up to the 1860s, but in 1898, another devastating hurricane struck the island, rekindling memories of that fateful day, August 11th, 1831.